The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Who is here for the first time? Show of hands. Great. Welcome. Welcome to Happy Hour. So, the bulk of our practice today for this session, for this hour-long session, is a guided meditation that I will guide you through, and no previous experience is necessary. Everything you need to know will be presented to you during the meditation, during the guidance. And also to say, I like to say this always at the beginning of every guided meditation, that when I suggest some things, when I guide you to try some things on, for metta practice, for loving kindness practice, try to be creative. Try to see how it can work for you. And also sometimes the opposite or something different comes up. Whatever comes up is what needs to come up. So don't resist it. Don't fight it. Don't think that I'm a bad meditator. And just be with whatever is arising. If you can develop kindness and acceptance with respect to whatever is arising, that's where your practice is. That's where you're developing. That's the hard work. That's the really where the tire meets the road for you. It could be very individual. Every single practice that happens, yours might look very different from the person sitting next to you. So whatever comes up for you, whether it's sadness, anger, difficulty, disappointment in yourself, boredom, whatever it might come up, if you can hold that with kindness instead of frustration or anger, that's where you need to be developing the muscle of kindness towards yourself and towards whatever is happening, whatever phenomena is arising. Does that make sense? Yes? Kindness, whatever arises. So for the topic today, what I'd like to explore together is be inspired by Kuan Yin. So Kuan Yin, many of you might have seen a statue of Kuan Yin, and she's in statues. She's usually depicted with sitting up and with her hand, one hand in the back, and another one on her lap. There's a sense of her legs extended, not bent like mine, but extended. But there's a sense of repose, a readiness, but also a sense of repose. So. And it is said that she listens to the 10,000 cries and the 10,000 cries of joys and sorrows of the world. So there's a sense of stability. There's a sense of peace and stability, presence with whatever is arising, whatever is happening, whether it's joys or sorrows of others or for yourself. A sense of stability, being there with it, not for running away, not turning away, and not falling into it with despair. The sense of stability, of being available for whatever is arising, internally, externally. So as I talk about this, kind of feel in your body what that might feel like, the sense of relaxed stability, relaxed availability for whatever is happening in the world, all the sadness, all the joys in your life and elsewhere. Sense of stability and presence, not running away from it and not falling into it with despair. So in the guided meditation today, I will first guide us to stabilize our attention, our awareness in the body, in the breath. That is necessary in order to stabilize the attention, to stabilize our awareness so that our mind becomes a little more calm, available, And then we will switch more to this cultivation of kind of a combination of friendliness, which is metta, loving kindness, and equanimity, practice of equanimity, upekkha in Pali. So it's really a marriage, a mix of that today that I'll be presenting. And it will all make sense. And there will be time for questions afterwards. So just relax and enjoy the ride. So before we start the meditation, guided meditation, I'd like to ask you, especially if you're new, this is the perfect time to get up and get more props so that you can sit comfortably for 30 minutes. In this practice, it's important to be comfortable, and don't be shy. If you realize, okay, not exactly comfortable, my back needs support, my feet are not flat on the floor, I need more stuff, this is the perfect time to get up and get more cushions. This is a part of this practice to take care of yourself, to take care of this body. How can I take care of myself? What do I need? So having checked in with your body, what your body needs, now I'm going to invite you to just move a little bit actually. Just move maybe your shoulders, your back, maybe move back and forth. Kind of finding your center of gravity, maybe rolling your shoulders back and dropping them. And landing in this body, landing in this moment. Maybe gently closing your eyes. Allowing your gaze to go inward instead of being outward into the world. Being inward. Gazing inward gently, ever so gently. Allowing your back to be straight as if you were being pulled up vertebrae by vertebrae by an invisible string. Not so much effortful, it's just happening on its own. And letting your body relax, letting your entire body relax. Your muscles. We'll do a brief body scan to help you arrive more fully into your body. Noticing your hands. Noticing your hands, where your hands are touching each other or your lap, the touch points. Noticing the sensations. Softening and relaxing the hands, softening and letting go of any tension. Noticing the wrist connected to the hand. Relaxing, softening the wrist. Noticing the elbow, relaxing the elbow, letting it drop more. The elbow relaxing, giving up its weight to the earth. The hand relaxing, each of the fingers, even more so, letting go, relaxing, giving up their weight. Letting go of the weight in the upper arm, letting it hang. The shoulders. Relaxing, softening. Noticing the entire arm, upper arm, elbow, lower arm, and hands. Just relaxed, soft. Offering up their weight to the earth. No need to hold them. Gravity can take care of them, support them. Noticing shifting to your toes, into the sensations in your feet. The touch points of the bottom of your feet, if you're sitting in a chair, if you're on a cushion, the sides of the feet, the tops, the sensations all around the feet, wherever you're feeling them, the touch points. Could also be the coolness or the warmth. Letting go, softening. Noticing your ankles. Resting, giving up the weight to the earth. Noticing your lower legs. Letting go of any tension, any holding, releasing. Releasing any tension in the knee, letting the entire lower leg, ankles, feet, toes, completely relax, giving their weight to the earth. Noticing your upper legs, the sit bones, your bottom, the touch points, where your bottom meets the cushion of the chair. Giving up your weight, giving up any tightness. Relaxing your sit bones. Relaxing your groin area, letting go of any tightness. The entire lower body, from your sit bones, from your hips down. Let them be relaxed and soft. Now noticing your face. Noticing your forehead. Softening your forehead. Softening and relaxing the forehead. Letting the eyes rest in their socket. We often carry so much tension in our forehead and eye area as if we try to meditate or think with our eyes, our forehead. Relax, soften. Relaxing, softening your cheeks. Let them droop, let your face droop. You don't have to wear any particular gesture or expression right now. Let your whole face droop. Letting your jaw relax, soften, might even fall open. Your tongue be soft. Your chin be relaxed. And your ears, the muscles of your ears, let them relax. Moving down to your neck, softening the neck. And the shoulders, relaxing, softening. Noticing if there's any tension in your upper chest. Your upper back, releasing and letting go. Noticing your back, your lower back, softening. Letting the weight drop. Relaxing, softening your belly. From the inside, really letting go from the inside. Letting the breath move in and out of the abdomen, of the belly on its own. With each breath relaxing. With each out-breath softening and relaxing, letting go some more. The breath moving on its own. Notice you don't have to breathe. You don't have to make it into hard work. It just happens on its own. Breathing has been happening for all these years, all this time. Let it continue to happen. Just gently moving in and out of the breath, out of the abdomen, the belly. With each out-breath, landing more deeply into the body. If there's any tension, with the out-breath, letting it be breathed out, arriving more fully into the body. Letting each breath be like a lullaby, calming and soothing the mind, settling the mind. Each in-breath, each out-breath. In breath, out breath, each breath calming, settling. Nowhere to go, nothing to do right now. Bowing and putting aside all thoughts, plans, memories, not now. I'll come back to you. But right now, just sitting and breathing. Just taking refuge in the simplicity of sitting and breathing. Just sitting and breathing. That's all.
Letting the body be soft and relaxed. If the body is relaxed and soft, the mind can be relaxed. Just being with the breath in the body, tilling the soil, settling for a few more minutes. Now I'd like to invite you to conjure up an image of Kuan Yin. If you're familiar with the iconography of Kuan Yin, bringing up the image of Kuan Yin sitting in repose, stable, compassionate, listening, holding, presence, wise presence. And if you're not familiar with the image, that's fine. Bringing up to your mind whatever works for you. The image of a compassionate being. Could be the Buddha, the Dalai Lama. Or it could be a well-rooted tree in nature, stable, present, or the sun, or the ocean. Or a being of light. Or Jesus or Mother Mary. Whatever iconography works for you, it doesn't really matter. Conjuring up in this practice a sense of stability, care, presence. An image of felt sense of a caring, compassionate, wise presence. Sitting and breathing with you. And see what that feels like. Just holding presence, just sitting and breathing with you. A sense of borrowed faith, borrowed stability, borrowed confidence. Borrowed stability. As if the two of you
sitting with presence, with kind, stable presence. Holding, attending, holding together what you've been holding, the most recent difficulty or some challenge that has been trying for you. As you sit and you breathe with this challenge, making space for it, letting it be just as it is, not trying to push it away or change it for a moment, not trying to problem solve, but just acknowledging that this is challenging, this is difficult. It's here in my life, it's part of this experience. Just breathing, stability. And imagining your compassionate presence also holding it with you. Sitting with you and breathing, just sitting and breathing, holding presence. Nothing to be done right now, to problem solve, push away, or wallow in it with despair. Just holding presence, sitting and breathing, acknowledging with stability and strength, with wisdom and compassion. Feeling your breath move through your body, spacious, your body relaxed. Breathing, breathing with it, breathing around, holding this challenge, holding this difficulty. And letting your compassionate presence to hold it with you. It's on both of your laps. Being held, just being held. It's like this right now. Experience of being human is like this. Breathing, being breathed, with stability and space. And now realizing, as you're breathing, as your attention is resting with your breath within your body, realizing that the spaciousness, stability is all within you, all the support that you need is already within you. In a way, internalizing your compassionate figure, your compassionate image. Maybe being surprised at finding more stability and strength, more space, more calm. In your body, in your heart, in your mind. Your moment than you were aware of before. And you gave yourself credit for. Allowing your attention, your awareness to be with your breath within the body. Realizing there is so much space and stability. A sense of friendliness with experience. With whatever is arising, there can be space to be friendly with whatever is arising, even if it's sleepiness or boredom, or that I can't do this. Can you be friendly? Can there be a sense of gentleness? Openness, okayness with whatever the internal experience is right now, instead of trying to run away from it, trying to change it. That is the crux of the practice. Discomfort, maybe physical pain, not trying to change it or run away from it, but just making space for it. Can I be with this? With openness, making space for this experience just as it is right now, not trying to change it or push it away. It's our habitual pattern to try to push things away. Boredom, pain, sadness. Cultivating friendliness and therefore happiness in the midst of everything that arises, step by step, step by step. Starting by not turning away. Making space and breathing with.
for the last moments of this sit. Maybe wearing a smile. See what happens if you just smile to yourself. Smile. With appreciation. Thanking yourself for having tried. Regardless of what the experience was like, it doesn't matter. Just appreciating that you tried. That you tried to align your actions with your intentions, even for just a single moment. So today, for the next part of our practice, we're going to do an interactive practice. And this is optional. You don't have to engage if you don't want to. But, and I invite you to maybe challenge yourself a little bit and see what happens. So as part of the interactive practice is really the way that we take our practice on the cushion with our eyes closed inward. We take it out to the world. It's kind of a stepping stone. And the way we'll do it is we'll speak and I'll set it up. It's really done as a practice, not as a, now go out and chat. So we'll do it as a practice. In a moment you'll find another couple of people to be in a triad with, in a triangle. And really what's important in this part of practice is trying to stay embodied, trying to stay present in your body when you're listening to another human being. Instead of getting in your head, thinking about what you're going to say next, how you're going to impress them, etc. Just staying present and listening. So as you're listening to me right now, let's start practicing. Get into your meditation posture, feet on the floor, bottom of the feet, okay. And kind of having an integrity of posture, your back straight. And see if you can listen while also feeling part of your body, while feeling the bottom of your feet on the floor. While you feel your bottom on the cushion, can you feel your belly perhaps, maybe your hands, some part of your body, any part of your body while you're listening to me with your eyes open looking at me? This is part of the practice. It's an interactive practice. Can you stay embodied and not think about other things, but just receive? Just receive. It's like a receiving, staying embodied. And listening, this is the other part that you'll also engage in the group. Listening with kindness. Listening to another human being who's going through this life. You know, whatever challenge came up for you as I invited you in this practice, they had a challenge too. So listening to another human being who's having a challenge in this life. We all have challenges. So listening with kindness, as if the person who's speaking can say no wrong. Just staying embodied, listening with kindness. Listening with presence. That's really the part that we're going to bring the practice in. This practice was about presence, just being present, not trying to fix, not turning away. Can you have presence when another person is speaking? Just hold kind presence for them. Without going away. Is it clear? Any questions? Okay. When the chance comes for you to listen, you also try to stay embodied.
Though it's a little harder to speak and feel your body at the same time. Takes practice, not impossible. And share from your heart whatever you want to share, as little or as much, doesn't matter. And know that you're speaking for your own sake. You're not speaking to impress others or educate them. You're just speaking so that you're held witness. It's really powerful practice when you speak out loud and other beings are just holding presence. Other human beings are just listening to you without trying to interrupt and interject and fix you. It's an amazing experience. Take it in. See what it feels like to just speak and just be held witness. Okay? So if you're listening, I'll give instructions one more time. Listening. Stay embodied, feel your body as much as possible, any part of body. Hold presence, really hold presence, listening. Just for a few minutes, just for a couple of minutes, can you do that? Give another human being the biggest gift you can give them, which is your presence. Just your presence, without your mind fixing and going, just your presence. It's a huge gift. This is an intense practice, guys. You get this? Yeah. And if you're speaking, again, speaking from your heart as little or as much and staying embodied if you can, okay? And the prompt is simple. How was the guided meditation for you? There is no right or wrong answer. It doesn't matter if you say, I fell asleep, I couldn't sit still, I hated it, I loved it. It does not matter. There's no right or wrong answer. It's not about what you say, but it's about this practice that I talked about, holding presence and being held witness and speaking in this way. Any questions about the practice? And you keep your eyes open, by the way, as you're practicing. Yes? Any questions? Anything to clarify? Okay. And again, you're invited to engage. If you really don't want to, you don't have to, but it's actually always when people have engaged, I ask, did you have trepidations and were you glad you engaged? People say, yep, I wanted to bolt out of the room. I didn't want to engage and I'm so glad I did this. So I share that from past people who've done this. So please find two other people around you and it's best to be on the same level, either on the floor or on the chair. Oh, and I forgot to say, if you came here with someone, it's best not to be in the group with them. Get into a group with someone you don't know. And if you need a partner, raise your hand, and we'll just do swap and matching, and it'll all work out. Great. And if you would like to engage, there's one. Actually, let me pause this here. Take a moment to center yourself. Please don't start yet. Please take a moment to center yourself. And look at each other for a moment. Maybe share a smile. These are other human beings on this path. They've dragged themselves out to IMC today. Right? Great. Feel your body, feel your bottom, your hands, anything you can feel. Stay embodied and holding a kind space between the three of you. And each person will just speak for a minute or two. And whoever is closest to the Buddha, please start speaking and then you can go counterclockwise. Please start. Okay. How was that? Yes? Thumbs up? Thumbs down? Thumbs up. I only see thumbs up. If it's thumbs down, it's okay too. Yes? Anyone who had trepidations, was happy they did it, I wouldn't see a show of hands. Yeah. Yep. Great. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. There's actually a research study about this done by scientists who've created that, anyway, it's not just us, it's it's a human thing. It's a human condition. Like, oh, I'm not so sure I want to do this. I want to engage with other people. And then after you've done it, it's like, wow, that was really nice. So remember that for next time when you have trepidations engaging. So we have time for questions, for comments, for reflections, either on the first part, the guided meditation, or the interactive practice. Please.
So during the interactive practice,
I think you may need to either push. Let's try it again.
During the interactive process, I was really concentrating and trying to stay present while I was listening, but I almost felt like I was being rude because I was concentrating so much on being present that I felt kind of funny that maybe the person I was listening to was feeling like I don't know, I wasn't there 100% of the time.
So tell me, what was the struggle? What was funny?
Because I felt like in my mind, I had to concentrate on my hands and my feet, you know, what I was feeling and still be listening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And great. So that's the internal, external. Mm-hmm. Because being internal is still being aware of what's happening in your body. And the external is, you're still listening. So, yes, it's
a struggle.
Because it's new, it's relatively new for you, and anything that's new, it's a little more challenging. Yeah. And so it's completely normal. But the thing that was so that yes, completely normal, natural. But then the layer that your mind put on top of it was like, oh, maybe this person thinks I'm not listening, right? That's extra. Right? That's totally extra. I bet if we ask people who were listening to her, you're like, she was present. She's like, what are you? Yes? I think she's already like, yeah. So notice how the mind is creating that extra layer that's not needed. Right? And it is a little challenging at first. It's like riding a bicycle, and then later, or driving. Later it becomes completely second nature. Then later, as you practice, you can stay embodied and speak. Feel like, right now, as I'm speaking to you, I can stay embodied, and it wasn't like this for me when I started. You're welcome. Yeah. Please.
Thanks. Hi. Hi. I just have some questions or clarifications.
Sure.
So when we're being embodied and we're listening.
Yeah.
And I think the instruction is, you know, not to be problem solving.
Yeah.
You know, going where your brain goes. And so I'm okay with understanding the embodiment part.
Yeah.
But in terms of what the brain's doing, like I found myself almost being agreeable. Like there's this agreement, like I'm listening to this person. I'm showing them that I'm listening. I'm nodding my head. I feel like I'm agreeing. So I'm just wondering if that's what's meant to happen. And then also just trying to understand mirroring, like if they're speaking about something difficult or a challenge, you know,
and I'm
just listening. Am I also meant to be mirroring and showing compassion and empathy?
Yeah. So the purpose of this practice, in this exercise, really, I mean, there's a range, right? There is a range. And I appreciate you, you know, wanting to kind of get a little more detailed about it. So when you were saying you found yourself listening, holding presence, really, let me start here. It's really about learning that skill, learning how to hold presence. Because a lot of times we don't know how to just be with people. We sometimes the mirroring might be because we feel so uncomfortable, right? That we feel like, oh, we're trying to show the compassion because we're uncomfortable. We want to soothe them so that they're more comfortable, so that we're more comfortable. Right?
Right.
It gets complicated.
Yeah.
So in this sandbox here, we're exploring what is it like to just hold presence, and you can feel the compassion, but just here, you're just listening. You're just listening attentively instead of trying to change anything in the experience, and that presence is felt. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so what do you do with the, like, so am I, if my emotion arises, empathy or compassion or agreement, what do I do with that? Am I meant to be like, oh no, just feel the feet?
No, you can be natural. You can be natural about it. I mean, what comes up? See, the idea is the internal, external, because you're feeling like empathy. Oh wow, I'm really touched by what they're saying. I'm actually about to cry. Like, gosh, I have the same problem in my life. You know, so being internal, external, you can really then listen internally to what's happening. So the embodiment isn't just be a rope, like just feel your body, feel your feet. It's really notice. That's kind of where we're starting. That's the easiest place to start, feeling your feet and hands, because then it spreads. Like, oh, that's how I'm resonating with this person. Then you really get to see what's happening inside instead of reacting from it. Without seeing it first. Okay. That's where we're going.
Okay. I think I understand things.
Okay, great. Right behind you.
What sort of exercises should I do at home or wherever to build this muscle of, being present while listening?
Yeah, what a wonderful question. Simply try it at home. Try it at home with someone you're talking with. Just simply try it. At home, they might expect you to have a little more reaction, otherwise they might be freaked out, like, you know. So, but internally, see how you can really be present with someone, say, someone in your life, maybe they're having difficulty, and instead of you jumping in and trying to fix it, it's just like really listening. Let them completely talk about whatever they want to talk about. So it's the same thing. It's not too different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a great question. So, it's time. I want to thank you all for coming to Happy Hour and practicing together in community. It's really such a gift to be able to practice in community and explore. And may you all be spacious, may you all be stable, may you all be happy, may all beings everywhere be happy and free, including us.